Part 1, Chapter 10, Gateway. The above graph shows the percentages of Americans aged 12 through 17 who posted certain types of personal information on social media sites in 2006 and in 2012. The year 2012 saw an overall percentage increase in each category of posted personal information. In both years, the percentage of the young Americans who posted photos of themselves was the highest of all the categories. In 2006, the percentage of those who posted city or town names was higher than that of those who posted school names. Compared to 2006, 2012 recorded an 18 percentage point increase in the category of cell phone numbers. Exercise 1. The two pie charts above show the relative market share for solar PV installations by country in 2012 and 2013. Germany was the biggest market for solar PV installations in 2012, but its share sharply declined to 14% in 2013. Japan experienced a big increase in 2013, and its market share grew to 19%. The U.S. market share increased from 11% in 2012 to 12% in 2013, while India's market share remained the same. The rest of the world accounted for a bit more than a quarter of the global market for solar PV installations in both years. Exercise 2. The graph above shows how men and women rated the importance of various features of a smartphone when buying a new one. Both men and women picked battery life as the most important factor in their purchase decisions. Women ranked brand name ahead of processor speed, while men thought the latter was more important than the former. Camera quality was considered more important for women than for men. It ranked third for women and the lowest for men. The least important feature to women was the ease of linking the operating system with other devices they already owned, with only half of the female respondents choosing this feature. Exercise 3. The graph above shows the proportion of consumers who plan to renew or purchase their insurance from their current providers. While 46% of global consumers intend to buy their insurance from their existing providers, only 6% have made up their minds to switch. Loyalty is highest in France, where more than 3 out of 5 customers will buy from their current providers. Loyalty is the lowest in the UK and Germany, and in fact, 15% of German consumers have already decided to switch insurance providers. The percentage of Spanish consumers who plan to renew or purchase their insurance products with their current providers is higher than that of their Brazilian counterparts. Exercise 4. The graph above shows sub-Saharan Africa's total trade with its major partners in the world during the period from 2004 to 2013. The EU has been a leading traditional trading partner of sub-Saharan Africa, and over the period, its trade with this region has more than doubled. The US had been the second biggest partner with this region, but was surpassed by China. China started from a smaller base, but has seen much more explosive growth, moving from approximately $25 billion in 2004 to about $170 billion in total trade in 2013. Compared to the other partners, sub-Saharan Africa's total trade with Japan has not changed significantly over the period. Exercise 5. The graph above shows the total number of children enrolled in state-funded pre-K in the Big Four from 2001 to 2011. 4 states in very different regions largely dominated state-funded pre-K enrollment numbers in the United States, and each served more than 100,000 children in the 2010-2011 year. During the given years, Texas always served more children in state-funded pre-K programs than any other state in the United States. Florida started its state-funded pre-K programs late, but had the second largest enrollment after its programs began in 2005. New York was the only state that showed a decrease in state-funded pre-K enrollment in the 2010-2011 year compared to the previous year. Exercise 6. This graph shows greenhouse gas, GHG, impacts of different food groups normalized by cost and calories, all shown comparative to the absolute figure for red meat. No matter how they are normalized, red meat is more GHG-intensive than any other food group. Dairy products are an interesting second, as normalization by cost produces a GHG intensity fairly similar to that of red meat, but normalization by calories produces a number around half as intensive as red meat. The relative intensity of cereals and carbs is higher when normalized by cost than when normalized by calories. On a per-calorie basis, the impacts of non-red meat protein sources, chicken, fish, and eggs, and fruits and vegetables are quite similar.